Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Geopolitics, trust, what do they have in common? I welcome Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing most recently of trust. Trust in the military, trust in the society, trust supporting assumptions of values, of virtue, of what is to be done. And when it's gone, Gregory, a very good evening to you. You write of the evaporation of trust, global evaporation. What does it look like and what is to be done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, as societies move into periods of greater stress, they require more trust between people at a peer-to-peer level and in between the levels of hierarchies and the like, simply to function and to face common threats and the like. If you think about military efficiency and effectiveness, it's absolutely tied to vertical and horizontal trust. In other words, top-down trust in manpower, manpower's trust in command, trust in your fellow soldiers and the like. All of this is used to be compounded during basic training and then, of course, reinforced in actual times of stress and combat. And if you don't have that cohesion, which becomes innate, built into everyone's faith in their mates, then battles are lost, and as a result, wars are lost. Now, at a strategic level, you have similar bonds of trust between the governed and the governors, in other words, between people and their political leaders. And that enables societies as a whole to think of themselves as a unit, to act as a unit, to have efficiency, to have social strength and motivation and the like. And so that even is as critical as if you like, the military levels of trust and trust in your society so that you don't feel that your neighbor is your adversary or your the police force or the government and the like are your adversaries. You've got to have that level of trust or society fails to function. And you also then need that other level of trust between countries. Certainly there has to be trust between countries which are allied to each other, but you need a level of trust even between rivals so that you ensure the stability of conventions of what we like to call something which really doesn't exist, international law. The common understandings of how you do things so that you don't get into war. So, and right now, we are looking at a rarity of trust in all of these dimensions. As I said, trust today is more rare than gallium, which is, of course, essential to making gallium arsenide chips and the like. But the reality is it is something which we've lost largely because we haven't paid any attention to the vital pillars of trust. And largely that is rooted in honor and nobility and the like, and then in respect for others and self-respect, so that you have a level of self-knowledge and appreciation for your traditions of your society and the like, so that you know what is expected of you and what you expect of your friends and even of your adversaries. All of that has been sort of washed away in the past few decades of transactional materialism. And what we tend to say is, well, I don't care what goes on, whether the country is at war or not. I just want what I want, food, money, shelter, whatever. And as it becomes obvious in history, that doesn't keep you alive very long. You can survive with just food and shelter and ignoring the needs of your neighbors. But you can't survive very long if there is a threat, unless you rebuild that honor and trust and a sense of, if you like, obligation and duty. Now, a lot of that gets rooted in formal religions, old-style religions, and that's what's been very important to societies, to have their religions, not just necessarily the Abrahamic religions, but others as well. But once you lose that, we've started to do over the past few decades, and move towards materialist belief systems. You know, we like to call them science-based, but in fact, they're not necessarily science-based. They're just material. And this is very much part of the whole aspect of socialism, is that you don't have any belief systems in something which is intangible. Theoretically, you have to just believe in the power of your, the matrix in which you're engaged. But with the breakdown of formal religions, we haven't seen any belief movements trying to restate or reinforce or restore those whole things about national level or civic level, honor, trust, nobility, obligation, duty, and those sorts of things. And that's what leads to a breakdown. Now, where we see this gaining momentum to our detriment in the West, if you look at the U.S. Armed Forces, all three services, and to a degree the intelligence services, have over the past 2 years seen the loss of hundreds of officers who have been disappeared. They've been removed from their post simply on the expedient phrase loss of confidence. What is this loss of confidence? Did they refuse to obey their superiors? That's probably not the case. What happened was that you have populist barrack room levels of complaints about officers where you say, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. I'm accusing you of either sexual harassment or racial harassment or whatever, but you get this standoff between groups of people within the hierarchies who were once totally mutually supportive and mutually dependent, and that's gone. So you're seeing U.S. Navy ships at sea having to turn back on a trans-Pacific voyage, as happened on a few occasions, because they couldn't get the discipline necessary to maintain the voyage. And the captain has ultimately, of the ship, has ultimately been taken away as having lost the confidence of the Navy or the crew or whatever. So it becomes really operationally critical. Now, the United States may be in a better condition than most countries around the world, although I tend to believe that because most other armed forces in the world are smaller, they don't have that degree of problems. But you do have that problem within, for example, the People's Liberation Army and the People's Republic of China. And that gets to the root of some of the problems which are facing Xi Jinping right now. The reality is, and we can discuss this further, is that Xi Jinping does not know now whether he can trust the People's Liberation Army to do anything. He's had some removals of key leaders in recent times, the loss of the top two officers in the Strategic Rocket Forces, for example, and they're critical to any confrontation or appearance of deterrence to the United States or to threaten the Republic of China on Taiwan. So, as we get into the disappearance of Qin Gang, the foreign minister of People's Republic of China, that too is part of this loss of trust between Xi and the People's Liberation Army. We can get into that if you'd like.
Trust was very difficult to maintain during the pandemic because of contradictory statements that came from leadership both overseas and here in the U.S. Is that a driver for what you're talking about? Has that accelerated the loss of confidence in your neighbor?
Well, there's no question about it. We saw even in Australia, and most Americans that I speak to were particularly horrified, thinking that Australians were the ultimate in mateship and standing up to authority and the like. And what they saw when you had governments, state and federal governments in Australia, issuing levels of constraint against society, and they enforced that with police action, you started to see people reporting on their neighbours, saying, oh, Bill next door has broken the curfew, or he's gone beyond the limit of 2 kilometres from his house, and so on. I mean, all of this sort of stuff. So you started to see this incredible division building up between Australians at a peer-to-peer level and against the government. Of course, a lot of people accepted repression, and this is one of the symptoms, if you like, of captive societies, this Stockholm syndrome, where people will do anything to please their captors. But you've seen a lot of that around the world, where the former neighborliness of people, then the necessity of them banding together for common support in the face of adversarial conditions, that's all gone. So everyone's and the pandemic pushed everyone back into all I want is to be left alone, given my food, given my money, just stay away, I don't trust anybody, and all of that sort of stuff. So that's definitely all part of this syndrome. And it's been, of course, important because it's come at the end of this sort of transition period between traditional belief systems and traditional faith in governments, faith in the crown, faith in the constitution, and has been replaced by short-term materialism.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Moscow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.